Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hay and Chamishas Bar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified in front of a Chum, the Bar and Father Lover, Shememanin Etak Tan. The din is that a Tana, only a father could marry her off. She can't marry herself off, neither could any of the other relatives marry her off. But the Chum were attacking that if the father is her mother alive, that the mother or the brother could marry her off, this would be a marriage only Midrabanan. The Chum were also attacking that she could end the marriage through Mia. She could let the Chacham know that she's no longer interested in continuing the marriage. And the Chacham would annul the marriage without a get. This is called Mia. Now, if one brother is married to an older sister, who is a Gedola, this one was Minakola, and another brother is married to the younger sister, who was only a Tana, but this one was only Rabban, the father was no longer alive at the time of the marriage. And the brother who's married to the older sister died. The older sister falls to the brother who's married to the other sister for evil. Now, the din is he cannot do evil, and since he's married to Midorabana, the younger sister, so the older sister is Achos Isha, the sister of his wife, in which no evil or Chaliza is normally required. She's normally free to get remarried with that Chaliza and evil. In this case, since he's married to the younger sister, only Midorabana, so the Nasura Chaliza or evil is required, but he cannot do evil. Since he's married to the younger sister, he cannot marry the older sister, and that would be a chalitza. So too, he can't do chalitza. As if he does chalitza to the older sister, the younger sister who is married to would become offered to him, and she would be a chalitza, the sister of somebody he did chalitza to, is offered to him. So too, in the interim period, he can't be married to his wife. As his wife is a chalitza, the sister of an isha that fell to you for giving this offer to you. So what can he do over here? So if you heard of him, Baba was mayor, that the Chachamah would advise Tana to be the mind to her husband, to do the in, so then he would no longer be married to the younger sister, and he would be free to do Yibum to the older sister. The Shemashin is the Isha Api'e Echad. The second halacha that Rehudah and Bubba was made, that we allow an Isha to get remarried, even with the aiders of only one aid, as if her husband went overseas, and one aid came from overseas and was made, her husband died, she would be free to get remarried. Even though we normally do not believe only one aid, in this case, the Chacham were talking that we give one aid and manis, as otherwise the Isha might remain in Aguna, she might never get remarried, as we may never have two aid and there would be mid that her husband died. We should nisko parnago be ushlayas, al taharagat and others. The Rebbe ben Bava was also mayed, he testified that a rooster in Yerushalayim was stoned by the Chachamim as a rooster killed a person, as a rooster poked a hole in the skull of an infant, killing the infant, and the Chacham put the rooster to death by stoning, even though the Torah only says this sin by a shor that kills a person, that the shor should be stoned. The Chacham will learn out that not only a shor would be stoned if it killed a person, so too any animal that killed a person would be stoned. Ba'ayayim ben abam yom, and it's naseh agabe hamizbeah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made that wine that is 40 days old could be used for nesachim on the mizbeah. As anything under than 40 days old, the wine would not be kosher for nesachim lechachila, as that would not be considered wine, it would be considered grape juice, and therefore only wine that's at least 40 days old would be used for nesachim lechachila. Ba'al tamid shel shacher shekarev ba'arba shos, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was also made that the tamid shel shacher could be brought up to 4 hours after the beginning of the day, as he was made that in the time of Malchus Yavon, one time they did not have kvasim for the Tzimidim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mayor a man, he opened their eyes and they found two Gedeim, two goats, to be used for the Tzimidim. By the time they were ready to bring it, it was already in the 4th hour after the beginning of the day, and they went ahead and brought it, and there we see that the Tzimidim could be brought up to 4 hours after the beginning of the day.
Shachadiriyah Parabab Mishnah Beit Heid Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Nechunya Ben Eli Nasan Ish Kvar Babi. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinas and each Kvar Babi were made, they testified the following halacha in front of the Chacham. Al Eber min Amei Shehu Tameh, that a complete limb that separated itself from a mace, that it's Tameh, and it's Metame others like the mace itself, even if there's less than a Kedayis Basar on this limb, still it has a din like a mace. Sherabi Eliezer Oimer Lo Amru El Al Eber min Achai. As Rabbi Eliezer said, that the Chachamim only said this din, that a limb which had less than a kedayis basar would be metame like a mace, that's only by a limb which separated itself from a living person, not a limb that separated itself from a mace. Amru lo, Rabbi Nechunya, Rabbi Yeshua, said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ba'lo Kavachom, can't we learn from a Kal Vachomer that an Eber that separated itself from a Mace should also be metabe like a Mace? Uma menachai shehu tar, Eber haporesh mimenu tameh. If by a living being, which is tar as a chai, not metabe like a Mace, but yet a limb that separated itself from a chai would be tameh like a Mace, even if the limb had less than a kadayas basar, hameh shehu tameh by a Mace, which is tame enudin sheyia eber haporesh mimenu tame. Shouldn't we be able to learn out from a Kal Vachomer that a limb that separated itself from a mace should be tame like the mace itself, even if the limb had less than a kazayas basar on it? Amar lahem, Rabbi Eliezer responded to the Chachamim, lo amru ela eber minachai. The Chachamim only said this is din by a limb that separated itself from a living person, even though there is a Kal Vachomer to learn out to an Eber min HaMeis, but since the Chachamim only said this din by Eber min HaChai, Rabbi Eliezer does not want to learn out this Kal Vachomer. Dabar Acher. Another thing Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, Meruba Tumas HaChai Mitumas HaMeis. Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim, you can't learn out a Kal Vachomer Eber min HaMeis from Eber min HaChai. And there is a kasha on this Kal Vachomer. And Tumas HaChai is more frequent than Tumas HaMeis, meaning to say that in some instances, a chai would be metame more than a mace could be metame. Shahachai osa mishkav u'moshav mitachtov l'tame adam u'l'tame begadam. That a chai, a living person who is a zog, if he is sitting or laying down on kelim, which are made for resting on, those kelim would become tame mishkav u'moshav, they would become tumas medris, which is an avat tuma, and the kelim would be metame a person, and also be metame begadam. And if the Zub has Kalim on top of him, for example, he has a bunch of covers on top of him, those covers would become Tame Madaf, which is a less severe type of Tumah. They would not be Matame Adam or Begadim, but they would be Matame food or drink. Even if he has 100 covers on top of him, they all would become Tame Madaf and would be Matame Ochlin Umashkin, Masha Ein Hameith Matame. As opposed to a maze is not metame tumas medris or tumas madof. He is only metame tumas maga, meaning to say that if a maze is resting on kalim, so the kalim that are touching him would become tame, and they would be metame others, but it only would become a lesser degree of tuma, meaning to say that if he is resting on a bunch of kalim, so the one that is touching the maze would become tame, and would be metame the one underneath it, but only to a lesser degree of tuma, as opposed to a Zav, all of the Kalim that are underneath him or on top of him have the same degree of Tuma. So we see a Chai in some instances is Metame more than a Mace, so we can't learn out a Kal Vachomer Eber Min HaMace from Eber Min HaChai.